1 Kings chapter 14, verse 31 to 15, verse 5, and also 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 16 to 13, verse 2. But I'm going to concentrate on the 1 Kings passage, 1 Kings 14, 31 to 15, 5. What do we read here? We read of the coming of Abijah to the throne. Abijah, Rehoboam's son, succeeded Rehoboam as king. This is what we read. And what do we read about him? Well, unlike his father, we have the verdict, God's verdict, upon Abijah's reign right at the start. This is what we are told. First of all, we're given the facts. In the 18th year of the reign of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, Abijah became king of Judah. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 3 years. His mother's name was Maacah, daughter of Abishalom. Well, those are the bare facts. Very good. Now we'll get the spiritual. Now we'll get to the nitty-gritty, as it were. We'll get to the nub of the matter. We'll cut to the chase, as the American friends say. He committed all the sins his father had done before him. The verdict on Abijah? An evil king. An evil reign. Oh yes, it was short, but it was disastrous. His heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his forefather had been. That's the verdict. A disastrous reign of sin and evil. That's God's verdict on this man. And we're told right at the beginning of his reign. Right at the beginning of his history. Of his reign. Now, David was his great-grandfather. Abijah lived in Jerusalem. He reigned there. And there's the temple. There's the priesthood. There's the covenant. There's the tradition. There's the history. There's the prophets. Jerusalem, I ask you. The temple. The sacrifices, the covenant, the law, the history of Israel now coming into Judah. But despite all this ancestor background, all this temple, priesthood, sacrifice, covenant, history, the tradition, the place, Jerusalem, despite all this, nevertheless, the verdict of God upon this man is that he was a sinner. And an extraordinary sinner, not just an ordinary sinner like all of us are. But this man's reign was characterized by sin and evil. His heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God. There's the root of the trouble. You see, he had the externals. He had the priesthood. He had the temple. He was in Jerusalem. He had the prophets. Oh, yeah. But it was all external. And no doubt, like his father, instead of gold, it was brass. It was tawdry. But all the tradition, and all the ancestors, and all the fathers, and great-grandfathers, and all the rest of it, what did it mean? What did it mean? It meant nothing. My friend, here's a lesson. Here's a lesson to us today. How many are relying on the fact, we've got such a good creed, you know. Look, it goes back such a long way. Look at our confession. It's 1600 and something. Now think of that. Look at our denomination. We've been going now for centuries. Look at our history. Look at the pastors we've had. Some men and women are trusting in their parents. My dad was a minister. My dad was a preacher. My mother was a missionary. My grandfather, you ought to have seen him. He was a great preacher of the gospel. Some, like infant baptizers, actually think that God's grace runs in families. What a diabolical nonsense. That's applying the old covenant to the new. And it wasn't always true in the old covenant, even in an external way. Look at Rehoboam's son. Abijah fell below his father, and his father fell below Solomon. And Solomon fell from David. What a collapsing dynasty this is. And the reason is, it was external at best. Their heart, Abijah's heart, was not fully devoted to the Lord his God. My friend, you can have the right parents. You can belong to this denomination and that. You can have the right creed and all the rest of it. But unless your heart is fully given up to Christ and you're fully devoted to him, it means nothing. It's just external. It doesn't do to say my father was and my mother was. Whatever you put there, my father was in the covenant, I've heard a man say. What difference does that make, whatever that may mean? Where are you trusting Christ? As I say, the fault was in the heart. Outwardly religious, oh, what a curse. But inwardly dead. Outwardly, the gold had been turned to brass. And so at this time, Jeroboam in the north and Abijah in the south, both are evil kings. And we're talking about Israel, the people belonging, it should be, to Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Israel. God reminds us, verse 5, for David had done what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's commands all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. Yes, he was a sinner too. But by and large, David did obey the Lord's commands. He wasn't perfect, but he did set his heart upon the Lord. Rehoboam, and now Abijah. No, Abijah, his heart is not fully devoted to the Lord. And though he has external religion, he is not, in his heart, devoted to the Lord. Oh, how this comes over to us today. Unbeliever, don't rest in church or churchianity or creed or Christendom or whatever else. Do not rest until you are resting in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. Believer, it's not enough to be externally conformed to the gospel. It's not conformation we want. It's conversion and consecration and commitment to Christ. Religion is not enough. Parents, not enough. Tradition, not enough. History, not enough. God looks on the heart. We found that with David, did we not? Remember, God said to Samuel, man looks on the outward, but God himself looks on the inward. And when he looked on Rehoboam, and when he looked on Abijah, what did he see? Well, look what he said about Abijah. Yeah, his heart is not fully devoted to the Lord. May that never be said of me. May my heart be fully consecrated, fully given up to Christ. May my heart be full of Christ and long the glorious matter to declare. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up with thee? I thirst, I faint, I die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. May we all feel that. O God, bless us, deliver us from Abijah's sin. May our hearts be fully devoted to Christ, fully given up to obedience to the law of Christ. For Christ's sake, amen.